Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Jen. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。在节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖了。这些英文原版书都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。赶紧去微信号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Colin, what kind of books are you reading recently? 最近有在读什么书吗？
Currently I've been reading a book called Snow Crash by Neal Stephenson.
Snow Crash 就是雪崩的意思，听起来很像小说的名字。 It sounds like a novel's name.
Yeah, it is.It's a science fiction novel full of recognizable elements of mathematical and scientific concepts.
一本充满了数学和科学概念的科幻小说。It doesn't sound like my cup of tea. Are you enjoying it so far?
Yeah, it's probably one of the most enjoyable cyberpunk fictions ever produced.
Cyberpunk 就是赛博朋克。It sounds like something like Blade Runner. So how did this book capture your interest?
Well, Sergey Brin recommended this book, and he refers to this book as readings that defined his life and career. So I thought I'd give it a try.
原来是因为谢尔盖布林推荐了这本书，而且他还说这本书对他的生活和职业选择起到了重要的作用。Wait, Sergey Brin, this name sounds familiar?
Yeah, he's the co-founder of Google.
Oh, that rings a bell now. 谢尔盖布林呢，就是科技公司谷歌的创始人。
Yeah, some of Google's services, mainly Google Earth, have some resemblance to software that appears only in science fiction books.Which is why this is one of Brin's favorites and one in which he's found inspiration.
Resemblance 这个单词就是酷似、相似的意思。有一些谷歌的服务，比如说谷歌地球啊，就可能是受到了这本科幻小说的启发，跟小说里面的软件非常的相似。
Yeah, he also introduced Google Glass to the world.
Speaking of that, I heard that he had an affair with Google Glass marketing manager. 好像谢尔盖布林当年就出轨了当时研发谷歌眼镜时的市场部经理 Amanda Rosenberg.
Sounds like you know some juicy gossip in Silicon Valley. So in today's podcast, let's talk about Google co-founder Sergey Brin and some gossip about him.
是的，那今天的节目呢，我们就一边吃瓜一边学表达，聊一下科技大佬谷歌创始人谢尔盖布林和关于一些他的八卦。我们的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。Sergey, 这个名字听起来好像俄语名。Is his family from Russia?
Yeah, he was actually born in Russia. Back then it was still the Soviet Union. And he immigrated to the United States with his family from the Soviet Union at the age of 6.
Immigrate 这个单词呢就是移民的意思。在谢尔盖布林6岁的时候，他们全家就决定从苏联移民至美国居住。So what did his family do for a living after moving to the States?
Well, his father is a retired mathematics professor at the University of Maryland, and his mother a researcher at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center.
感觉就是一个理科世家呀。那移民美国之后呢，他的父亲成为了一名大学教授，而母亲则为美国航天局工作。I guess Brin's family sparked his interest in mathematics and science?
Yeah, his family encouraged him to learn mathematics.In fact, Brin attended elementary school in Maryland, but he received further education at home.
Further 这个单词呢，就是 far 的比较级，表示更远、更多的。Further education 就是说受到了更先进、更超前的教育。虽然布林在马里兰当地读了小学，但是他在家里学到的知识比在学校获得的更多。Well, that's not surprising, but he didn't pursue mathematics like his father did, right?
Right. He studied computer science in college.Growing up in a household that placed so much emphasis on education, it's not really surprising that Sergey received a fellowship that took him to Stanford University.
Yeah, that makes sense. Synthesize 这个单词呢，就是强调重视的意思，一般跟介词 on 连用。那正是因为他从小成长的家庭环境非常重视教育，所以成绩非常好，之后还被斯坦福大学录取了。And that's where he met Larry Page and co-founded Google, right?
Yep.Their interest in data mining systems and the early stages of the internet led them to develop the technology for the Google search engine. The program became popular at Stanford, and they suspended their PhD studies to start up Google.
start 就是开始的意思， start up 就是表示开办创办，那这里是做动词，其实这个词组也可以做名词，比如说 start up company 就是表示初创公司。那刚刚说到的 suspend 就是暂停的意思，那 Sergey 和 Paige 两个人呢，当时就暂停了他们在斯坦福的学业，而创办了谷歌。
Yeah, they started up in a garage. Now Google has become one of the greatest internet companies in the world.
Yeah, garage 就是车库的意思。那现在谷歌已经是世界上最伟大的互联网公司，而最开始的时候 Sergey 和 Paige 当时就是在一间车库里面创业的，而也就是在这个车库 Sergey 遇到了他第一任妻子 Ann Wojcicki, 而且他的来头可不小。
YeahAnn Wojcicki is an American entrepreneur who co-founded and serves as CEO of the personal genomics company 23andMe, a privately owned, direct-to-consumer DNA testing company, which allows for consumers to test for ancestry and health risks.
Entrepreneur 就是企业家创始人的意思。那其实他第一任妻子 Ann 自己本身也是一位企业家，创立了 23andMe 这家基因技术公司。那除此之外呢，他也是谷歌的投资人之一。 I think she and Sergey was definitely a power couple.
Yeah, but that didn't last long. In 2013, it was announced that Brin and Anne were living separately after Brin had an extramarital affair with Google Glass's marketing director Amanda Rosenberg.
Marital 这个单词就是表示婚姻的意思，前面加上了词缀 extra. Extramarital 就是表示婚外的，那所以刚刚提到的 extramarital affair 也就是婚外情。那当时 Anne 发现自己的老公 Brin 和 Amanda 有了婚外情之后呢，就理智地选择了办理离婚手续。
So, I don't know what happened after. Did Brin and Amanda end up together?
No, their affair fizzled out shortly after it came to light. 那在他们恋情曝光不久之后呢，这段感情就结束了。 Fizzle 就是失败的意思。
Right, fizzle out means to fail, end weakly. So, did Brin remarry after the affair?
Yeah, in 2018, he married Nicole Shanahan, a legal tech founder. 那他娶的第二任妻子呢，可以说也是科技圈里的又一位女大佬，不到30岁就创立了自己的法律科技公司。
I see. Both of Brin's wives founded their own companies. Perhaps it's because of their hard work and talent that made Brin so attracted to them.
是的，其实我觉得凭借他们的努力和天赋，就算没有嫁给富豪，都已经是自己人生的大女主了。那在今天的节目当中呢，我们就聊了一下谷歌的创始人谢尔盖布林和他的一些八卦。最后再告诉大家一个好消息，最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家，同时还有一个专属学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师在群里带着大家一起来学习7天。这个活动啊，真的特别适合想要提高英语水平的同学们，限量名额200个，想要报名免费体验的赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。
Well, that's all for today's podcast. This is Colin. Thanks for listening.
This is Jen. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。